Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. Hey there, Freedom Fighters. It is Motivation Monday. Welcome back to the show. And this is the show where we teach you to build financial intelligence so that you can build financial freedom. Look, the intelligence part, the mindset is so important on this journey to financial freedom. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about whether or not you've been bruised yet or not. And a passage that I saw recently written by Epictetus from Roman times. But, you know, they loved boxing. They loved boxing in the same way that, you know, today we would love baseball and football. So they loved like boxing analogies. And so, you know, even back then when we were in Rome, you can see on a lot of the statues, they have those cauliflower ears because, you know, if you box a lot, your ear gets all mangled and gnarly and just, yeah, it's kind of gross. Like wrestlers, right? You just get the cauliflower ear and kind of grows in a weird way. Anyway, so they love boxing. But one of the things that he says, I want to read this passage because I love this, and especially true in real estate investing. He says, but what is philosophy? Doesn't it simply mean preparing ourselves for what may come? That's what he says. You know, it's just philosophy. It's just preparation. Don't you understand that really what that really amounts to? Saying that if you would prepare myself to endure, then let anything happen that will. Otherwise, it will be like the boxer exiting the ring because he took some punches. Actually, you can leave the boxing ring without consequence. But what advantage would come from abandoning the pursuit of wisdom? So what should each of us say to every trial we face? This is what I've trained for. This is my discipline. That's what Epictetus says. So, you know, they love to use this idea of boxing. It's probably because it focuses on all that strength. It's, you know, that pure form. And this is what they knew. And Seneca writes that unbruised prosperity is weak and easy to defeat in the ring. Listen to that. Unbruised prosperity is weak and easy to defeat in the ring. But a man who has been at constant feud with misfortunes acquires a skin calloused by suffering. I love that. So think about the people that you know who've been handed a lot of money. Were they bruised as a result? No. They were just handed this money from some parent or whatever that's, you know, handing it down to them. But what about the people who've earned it and have the bruises to show it? That's how you grow. So if you leave the ring before you get hit, what kind of a person are you? You're going to get hit. When you enter the ring of real estate investing and you want to build wealth, which I believe the number one way to do it is through passive real estate investing, you know, starting a business that invests in real estate. No better way in this country to build wealth. The tax benefits are off the charts. You know, the passive income that you get and the performing assets, this is the number one way to build wealth. I will go toe-to-toe with anyone that wants to talk about the stock market with me. Absolutely not. So you're going to get bruised. Do you think it's easy? If you thought it was, if it was this easy, everyone would do it. Most people won't. Will you do it? Will you step in the ring and you know you're going to get bruised? Look, I've got a lot of properties. I get bruised all the time. I'm doing a tenant turnover right now on a property in Michigan on one of my properties, and we've got to deal with this garage. There's some rotted wood in the truss of the beam on the garage. So I got to, you know, put on a new roof. I got to fix the soffit. That's fine. That's a repair, an improvement to my property. It's also a tax benefit. You might sit there and cry that you have to have these repairs. Or did a contractor burn me at some time in my life? Absolutely. I've been burned. I've been burned big time. Maybe more than any of you ever will. Listen to Ken McElroy, right? The author of the ABCs of Real Estate, one of the number one commercial real estate investors in this country. He's done hundreds of millions of deals. He said, you know, he's been burned by everybody. It's part of the process. And you know what? When I see him, when I see Ken, and I have lunch with him, he still just has a big smile on his face. Because guess what? He understands it's part of the process. The more bruises you have, the more calloused you'll get. Listen to that passage again that Seneca says. that unbruised prosperity is weak and easy to defeat in the ring. But a man who has been at constant feud with misfortunes acquires a skin calloused by suffering. So look at that suffering. Look at these setbacks as an opportunity to be calloused and then to grow, building up those bruises. That's how you grow. Build up that tough layer. Break it in. You're only here to grow. So don't be saddened by some setback, you know, that you're on this journey. Maybe you haven't found funding yet. Maybe you haven't figured out how to get your first deal. It doesn't matter. That's how you grow. These are all little setbacks. Do you think it's going to be easy? Do you think you're going to pick up the phone on your first phone call? You're going to find a deal? You know, maybe you book a call with our team, right? You go to morrisinvest.com and you book a call with our team, and we like to have 4 phone calls with you to really understand what your freedom number is. We're going to look, you know, on a custom level and figure out what is the best plan for you. And there might be some hard truths there that you might not want to hear. You know, you're like, I want to buy this property cash and that's it. Well, we might talk to you and say, hey, why don't you finance? We can provide the financing with the banks that we work with, and you could get 2 properties. Right? Maybe you'll have a problem along the way getting that mortgage. Maybe you'll have a problem with a tenant at some point. I sure hope so. I sure hope you have problems, because that's the only way you grow and get stronger. Get ready to be bruised. The more bruises you have, the stronger you get, the more calloused you become. That doesn't mean you have to live a life of misery, but see it as an opportunity to grow. And that's how I look at all of the setbacks and failures that I've had in my life, as an opportunity to grow, to do it better the next time. You know, when I was burned by this contractor a number of years ago that really, I mean, burned me big time, hurt a lot of people, I look and I say, how do I grow from that? I grew significantly from that. I mean, just bosses I've had, interactions I've had in my life, I've grown significantly as a result of those interactions, those trials and setbacks. When I lost my job, I vowed then that I would never, ever be beholden to a boss again for my livelihood, that I would buy performing assets and build passive income in order to live financially free. Build up your bruises, build up your calluses. Let's be tough on this Monday. Thank you guys so much for subscribing. We'll be back on Wednesday with Will My Property Appraise? Should I Care About an Appraisal? We're going to tell you what's happening there and why I don't give a rat's behind about appraisals, and neither should you. Catch us on Wednesday's episode on the Investing in Real Estate podcast. Now go out there, take action, get some bruises, and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you back here on Wednesday. Much love to all of you.